This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast, a basketball version of the Card Cast. The next roster for Kenny Payne is complete edition of the Cards Cast at University of Louisville. Kenny Payne, head coach Kenny Payne, adds another commitment to his class in Tylar Johnson, a point guard out of the Bronx, played for Our Savior Lutheran School in the Bronx. Big addition, Louisville. A lot of people, when you looked at this class, highly rated. Still seemed like it needed a point guard, and Kenny Payne has added a point guard to that class. So 9 new additions. That puts, the end on the recruiting cycle for this class. And Jody, I guess I should introduce ourselves. I'm Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demlin. And Jody, it's been an interesting recruiting process getting to this point. But now that we're at this point and you look at what's on paper, so to speak, yeah, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, and look, 9 – I think is the key thing to remember. They have 9 guys. They took 9. They needed 9 guys. They took 9 guys, and the way they took them, we talked about it on a podcast, and we've said it on board, several times before. Kenny Payne has kind of said, and remember that one press conference he said where. Something about, I just want guys to show up. And that's how he wanted to operate. And that's how this one, I think there's some staff members, not maybe coaching staff, but like athletic staff members that were surprised that this one happened. It just kind of is one of those things that he wanted to do. And now that it's all said and done, I'm really excited to see how it comes and moves and puts forward. You can say what you want. Look, last year's last year. Throw that away. We don't look back. Moving forward, they knew they needed needed to overhaul the roster. They did just that. The guys that they kept, it was very calculated with who they kept and who they didn't keep, and that kind of thing. And then when they went to add guys and add players, they did it with every one of the quotes, and he has now Tylar Johnson. He has not put a quote out yet because he's not been confirmed by Louisville, just yet. He'll sign this week, I assume. They'll release something at some point. But every one of the quotes so far, the other 8, have been about culture and family and different things. And Kenny wanted a certain type of player. He wanted a kid that had a lot of things that he wanted to fit into his style and into his system, and not just on the floor, but off the floor as well. And I think we've seen that. You can look at the quotes that he has put out on each and every one of these kids, and there's very pointed and very fitting kind of commentary in those quotes. And I think a couple of them you can look at it and go, wow, he's talking about such and such from last year who didn't do that. You know what I mean? So yeah. I think he got what he wanted, and now it's finished.
And you look at this group, and I'm speaking of the high school additions in themselves. There's 5 of them now. When you look at the 247 Sports composite ratings, all amongst the top 100, you've actually got 3 within the right next to each other. And Caleb Glenn at 72, Curtis Williams Jr. 76, now Tylar Johnson at 77. But obviously it's headlined by 5-star Trenton Flowers, and then obviously top 30 big man and Dennis Evans. I mean, and that you throw in some of these transfers and obviously the junior college guy, and they've done a really good job now that we're looking at the final product of filling the needs that they needed. Obviously, you need a significant improvement over what they did last year on the floor, win-loss wise. Looking at it on paper, this looks like a team that has the talent to certainly exceed that really extremely subpar performance. So that's going to be, like you pointed out, that's what I'm really looking forward to now. Now we got the recruiting process part behind it and really, the tip of the hat, however you want to, congratulate the staff, however you want to do it. I mean, top five class in the country. Now it becomes, you can start looking at the 23-24 season and how it might, develop and who's going to step up, who's going to become the leaders, because that's one of the biggest questions going into it is, when you rebuild a roster, and let's not act like Louisville's the only one doing it, but nine is a lot. You've got a lot of different personalities coming together. Some of the guys know each other from the AAU circuit, but it's a little different when you start, practicing with them, when you're sharing, the same apartment space, essentially. So how they mesh together, both on and off the court is going to be significant. So once they get on campus, which won't be too long, that's the next big step in getting this Louisville program, I think, backed on the process of where everybody wants it to be.
Look, Eric Bossy told me back in early March that the next few weeks would be critically important for the program.
Yep.
After you come off a year like that. Well, it was the next few months that were, to me, critically important for the program. And I think it turned out to be that way. You don't want to rush things, and you don't want to take guys. Look, there were guys that they could have probably taken a month ago, 6 weeks ago, that they didn't. They waited it, and they waited and they got it. And quite honestly, I'll be interested to look back, Michael, this time next year, no matter how many games they win or what happens. I think in my mind, the last three additions to this roster, actually, I don't know how they came in order. Trenton Flowers, Trey White, and Tyler Johnson could be three of the more important ones. Obviously, Sky Clark, being the point guard, being the guy, was the very first one. But they waited out, and, it didn't look like Trey White. It looked like Trey White was going to the portal. Then he wasn't. Then maybe he was. Then he wasn't. They waited these things out, and it just takes time sometimes. But they did get very fortunate with Flowers being able to reclassify. They got very fortunate with Johnson, backing off of his commitment from Memphis, with Dennis Evans backing out of his commitment from Minnesota. So some things fell into place and they didn't rush things. And I think when you put those two together, I think you got to tip the cap to this staff who's taken a lot of heat and taken a lot of negativity, I think. And again, they only won four games last year. So that's rightly so for the performance from last year. But I think the last couple of months has been like, okay, he said this is going to take time. Kenny said this is going to take time, and it has. And the time, they waited out the time, and they got some of the guys that they really wanted.
Yeah, and now that obviously the time starts shifting. Okay, start to work back on the on court stuff as well. But since the end of the season, again, I think let's not forget, as we've mentioned, it was a really ugly season last year. Only four wins. And for a program to do this with a second-year head coach coming off a season that just had four wins, with clearly an upstate fan base that was not filling the KFC Yum Center, there's a lot of things to recruit against Louisville. So you can see in some reasons why the staff appears to look like they wanted to work in silence, so to speak, and why it may have taken them a little bit longer to secure guys, where it looked like somebody like the Trey White. You didn't know which way it was going for a while. For them to do what they've done after a 4-28 season, I don't care if, he's a former Louisville Cardinal or whoever it might be, at whatever school it might be, to pull a class like that after a season that they're coming off of, that in itself is really impressive. So, and like I mentioned, now the next step comes up, but you really have to tip your hat to how they have handled themselves since the end of that really terrible 4-28 season.
Yeah, and, again – I think they did it in a way that they got guys to fill spots.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
This is going to be the number 5, right around the number 5 recruiting class in the country when you combine everything together in the 9 guys. You know, there are 2 guys in this class in Caron Davis and Danilo Jovanovic. They're 2 guys that are not very highly rated at all. If one of those 2 guys is able to contribute at a high level or even at a medium level, I say, next year, this coming season, then I think this class is probably even better than what you kind of see what it was. Think about that, Michael, for a minute. Mike James, Brandon Huntley Hatfield, J.J. Traynor, those guys, and Emmanuel Okorafor, those guys are the only 4 scholarship players that'll be back next year. Okay, so it's going to be. This is going to be the most important offseason from getting guys together and learning things and understanding that we have seen. And it will begin right away. I'm told most, if not all, these guys will be here next Monday, a week from today, and get enrolled in classes, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, and start working out. So it's going to be here before we know it. Yeah. These guys are all going to get on campus. And again, I don't know how many wins they're going to win next year, but I can tell you this, looking at the talent that they've assembled on this roster with the guys that they have, this is going to be a much more talented team next year than what it was this year.
Yeah. And it creates some excitement just for an opportunity to, you know, get to see this rebuilt team. And, you know, in this latest commitment with Tylar Johnson, you know, one of the first things a lot of people do, including myself, is, okay, let me hop on YouTube and watch some video of this guy and see what he can do. And, you know, and just in a few searches, you know, some of the descriptors of this kid, you're seeing highly underrated top point guard, you know, on the AAU circuit, and man, he's put in some big time performances, you know, so with him, it looks like a fantastic way to cap it off. Somebody that can legitimately come in and, you know, and spell, you know, Sky Clark at times and potentially play some significant minutes in his first year in Louisville. So, again, looking forward to how it all comes together. You know, will we see a Louisville live? What would that be like, you know, with a brand new team? You know, I know that I'm just looking forward to seeing that there's something positive to look forward to and seeing how they mesh in the coming weeks and months, Jody.
Yeah, it's exciting to see, and now that the roster is here, I think you can kind of look and predict and project and see. We'll start doing some stuff with the lineup and different things like that.
Fun stuff again.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It'll be interesting. Let's just put it that way. I mean, there's yeah. going to be some competition, and again, I think what everybody kind of thinks or what anybody kind of thinks, you know, I think that, you know, when you throw those four guys coming back from last year with this mix, you know, guys like Caleb Glenn and Curtis Williams have been around for a while. We've known about them for a year, and, you know, Caleb Glenn even more so. Those are guys that are going to be, you know, that are going to be kind of glue guys and guys that are going to help really kind of do some of the little things. And then you've got a guy like Trenton Flowers, who's going to be, you know, kind of one of the stars. And then you got a guy like Trey Clark, who I think is going to be the star. And then Sky Clark is going to have to run the show. And I'm excited to see how they answer some of these questions. And it will, they will have to answer it. You know what I mean? Like it's going to be fun to see them answer it.
Yeah, and now that the class is complete, and again, the University of Louisville hasn't officially announced it yet. Nothing, at least publicly, has been signed to this point. But, you know, once the class is fully complete, I would expect that we'll probably have an opportunity to visit with Kenny Payne and talk about his recruiting class. So I'm looking forward to, you know, have that opportunity as well. So, again, you know, solid job on tapping off the 2023 recruiting class with another top 100 kid and point guard Tyler Johnson.
Yep, Tyler Johnson, the newest addition of this recruiting class for Louisville, the number 5 recruiting class in the country. And again, 5 high school additions, 1 junior college addition, and 3 out of the transfer portal. No matter what you think about last year or what you think the expectations are for next year, I think at this point or another, you've got to be happy for, as a Louisville basketball fan, what they have done in adding players to this roster. We'll continue to cover it. We'll continue to bring you the latest at CardinalAuthority.com. For Michael McCammon, I'm Jody Demling. Keep clicking. CardinalAuthority.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.